This is a special episode of the Cross Conference Cast hosted by me, Joan Stewart, and my friend, Ruth Moore. This episode features a very special guest, Philadelphia Independence goalkeeper Valerie Henderson. Val was kind enough to give us a lot of her time, and we were awful enough to spring a surprise on her. On the podcast today, we have a special guest, Valerie Henderson from the Philadelphia Independence, we're a big fan of goalkeepers on our podcast. Val, we are. Okay. So you're in good company. We've had Kelsey Davis. Perhaps you know her.
Oh, absolutely. We go way back.
From years.
Probably years. Every team ever played. I thought for sure she was going to end up in Philly and we could be a family again.
We thought that too.
That would have been...
It's still possible.
Anything's possible.
If you believe. we've had Julie Ryder. Juarez from Santa Clara and Corey.
Is she
Alexander.
Married now?
She is.
She picked up Juarez, huh?
Yeah. And all have really been the best, but I have a good feeling that yours will be the most best.
Oh, I hope you live up and be the most best. Sounds incredible.
This is Ruth, by the way. So Ruth.
No,
hello.
No. This is Ruth. Over here.
No. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I am Joan, and then Ruth will be speaking in just a second.
I will. Okay. I will once I get. Yeah. I'm good. I'm all good.
She is the one who lives close to Philly, so she will be at the games, yelling and harassing people. No. She's probably like the.
Yeah. Do I get to interview you guys first?
Oh, would you like to?
Up with you guys. What's your background?
You can go first, Joan.
Oh, me? Sure. I used to live near D.C., so I was naturally a Chicago Red Stars fan. I really like the sport and the college, stuff. And, I've been keeping track. No, I like.
Okay,
I started...
okay. Tell her who you're a fan of.
No, I can't because then it will never end.
Hear it.
Portland.
Oh God. Oh, it's terrible. The interview's ended.
You've done it again.
That's why. This is your fault. I was not gonna say anything. I was not. I was gonna be like.
Well,
no,
you know it would come up later.
I love everyone equally. Give me a second for the nausea to pass.
Ugh. No, I'm like Friendship Bear. I love everybody.
So, Ruth, give me good news.
Well, I'm a Philly fan. I think it's really Philadelphia Independence is probably the only Philadelphia team that I like, even though I've lived in the area for, I don't know, like 17, 18 years now.
Okay. So that would put you alone among all the people you live with?
Actually, no, they're not. They're not really sports people.
Okay.
And that's really sad because there's a lot of them and only one of me. So, and college-wise, I guess I follow a lot of teams. I'm a Santa Clara fan, but I follow UCLA and Virginia and Notre Dame.
Oh God.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Me. Yeah. Couple more. Okay, speech, guys. Santa Clara and Portland fans.
We're fans of the U20s.
Okay.
Yeah, the 2016. That was almost a lot of fun.
So preseason so far. You were with Philly preseason last year, right?
Yes.
And so, how's this a little bit different? Or is it different? How is it different?
The weather's better.
Well, for me personally, it's different because we're playing under the same ownership and the same coaching staff. So coming in, I feel like I'm much more prepared mentally, I think, just in terms of knowing what to expect and knowing a lot of the players, which is great. I think that's a definite advantage of being a second-year team. You know, I'm not sure if you're getting at in terms of the national team players.
Oh, okay. In general, yeah. How it's different.
Well, in general, I think last year this time, I wouldn't be having this conversation right now because I'd already be asleep because I was dead. This year, either my body is a little bit more ready and adjusted physically and mentally, or he's letting up. Paul's getting soft, maybe.
Yeah, you're just more fit. You're more ready for it.
I think just more ready a little bit.
Yeah.
That said, I'll be asleep in a half hour.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
How are the rookies doing? Are they shaping up?
First of all, I don't know. I'm deciding still whether or not I have a problem with the word rookie.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not my word. It was Ruth's. She wrote it down.
Because our freshman year in the league, I got called rookie a whole lot, and I was thinking, you know, we're all rookies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the first year, but I've seen a lot of good things so far from the girls that we have in, rookies to the team, and then, you know, actual rookies just fresh out of college. But I think we got some good personality on our team. Standout, the person that stood out to me most on the first day, I'll say Lauren Folks. I think, well, not the first day because she wasn't even there yet, actually. But I think she made an immediate impact into practice, you know. And, of course, she's Notre Dame. Gross. But I think she's
got a couple of those.
Power and leadership abilities. She's, yeah.
Well, that's pretty rad because we think Lauren Folks is pretty cool. Now, you're playing with a lot of former UCLA folk kin. what is it? Does it help at all?
Well, I love my Bruins. You know, I feel like we definitely have a special bond, and they come in and we kind of just welcome each other and have fun. But I think we all kind of, you know, it drops away a little bit besides the casual mention and the good looks, but... I don't know. We have a closeness, but I think we bond fully as a team in general.
So if you could add like just one more former Bruin to one the team, Bruin. Like who would it be? Like regardless of if they're retired or, you know, if they're on some other team.
Okay. Maybe I'd go with Jill Oakes in her prime because she was one of those players when I came into UCLA. I looked up to her so much, and she was awesome. And she's just a great personality and leader, I think. And she just kills it on the field. So I wish she just had a baby, but if she were going to come back out and kill it, I would take her.
Oh, that's pretty rad.
We like Jill.
Yeah, we do. We do. Like, she... Cool gal. Not that I haven't met her. I assume, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you could set me wrong or went straight or whatever, but.
I mean, I just picked her, obviously.
Yeah. She must be okay. Like, she's all right. No. Do you have any good, like, stories, embarrassing stories?
About what?
From the Bruin days?
Oh, from the Bruin days? I'm supposed to embarrass us? I'll tell you an embarrassing story. Portland, Final Four. That was embarrassing as you can get.
No. Have you ever been nutmegged?
Oh, God. Never in my life?
In a game.
In a game? Ever?
Possibly.
Possibly?
I don't know. We could steer clear of that one. That's painful.
I don't know if we can steer clear of that.
Because we have a witness and a guest.
Okay. An additional guest.
Yeah. Let's see.
Rather unexpectedly.
Oh.
It's terrible.
Doing this just to. Hello?
Old news, Tiffany Weimer. Get over it. You're living in the college in the past.
Did you throw your computer yet, Mel?
I'm about to kick you out of this country. Run away to Canada.
I'm going. Yeah.
We've brought you in the middle to discuss. I only heard this sort of third hand. So what's this about? You guys' experience.
Special relationship.
I thought that we were, Ruth and Joan, I thought maybe we were going to be setting something up that had a little potential, to sustain, but you're killing the sustainability right now. I don't know if you're going to catch me on another.
Oh, let's just go get a pilot. Bring in Christine Sinclair.
No, we've never talked to her, so.
You're just scared. I've talked to her.
What?
This would be my last podcast.
Yeah.
I would like it on the record. Miguel, my court stenographer here, is going to read back to me. Didn't read. Yep, I didn't say it. I did not suggest Christine Sinclair. Thank you, Miguel. Thank you. You can go. And poor Val. let me be the first to apologize for everything. Val,
you're going to do a lot of that this week.
Oh, gosh. I have so much apologizing to do.
But first to Val.
To you, your family. Do you have any pets that I can apologize to?
I'm still waiting for just mine specifically first.
Okay, I'm sorry. Val, I'm sorry. Val's entire family, going back generations... I'm sorry.
You could actually call up my dad and talk to him about that, because I have to hear about each of the final four failures.
That's awful.
All of them?
That's really sad.
You have such terrible luck.
He goes through the play-by-play. And, Portland really had a great team. Did they?
That's terrible.
That hurts me a little bit.
We actually have talked about that since my coming to Philly this year.
Oh.
This is a sickness.
Does he bring up last year's WPS final?
Not yet.
Okay. We'll win it this year so that he can't do that.
Oh, good idea.
Because I know you weren't really, you weren't dead set on that yet.
I know, I wasn't really decided. It was kind of like, toying with the idea, get a real championship. Mm.
Well, you had one with Pally. That's got to count.
Pally Blues and under 23s.
Yeah, but
Nordic Cup. Counts. A Nordic Cup counts.
Okay. Tiff, have you won a Nordic Cup?
I've never won anything.
Hey, she's won one our Twitter award.
You have multiple times.
Twice, at least.
I think I was the only player on Twitter then.
No, there were others. There was at least,
all of DC, not tweeting.
Yeah.
Not tweeting.
Yeah.
And Hope Solo.
But we're back to that. But you don't have any pets that I can apologize to.
I don't have any pets here in Philadelphia. My dad back at home has a ton of animals.
Your child called it Dad. constantly.
That's awful.
He doesn't even do it on purpose. It's like he has no concept of what's happening as my heart just withers and becomes smaller and smaller.
You tell me to get over the past. Why can't you?
Because it keeps getting brought up.
That's four final fours.
Let me die.
This is awful. It's like a bloodbath.
I feel like we should apologize to all of UCLA now.
I thought it was going to be directed at me, but because I'm ready for that. A lifetime of that has prepared me. But,
purple haters.
Yeah. We can steer it back towards that, but I'd rather not. Let's talk about the U23s. You guys have been on U23 teams together, right?
We played for the U21s.
21. That would
be back before they let full adult women be on the team.
People who could drink, I guess.
Is that directed to me?
You're not a woman yet.
That's right, Dr. Boss.
Yeah, does Val know my name? She shouldn't refer to me as Tiff on this.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ocho.
She's doctor, either Dr. Tiff or boss or Dr. Boss.
Oh, I absolutely will not call her any of those names. Miss Weimer. Weimer.
Do you have a nickname we can refer to you by, Val?
Just Val.
Just Val?
Val works great.
Not
like Spaz?
Destroyer or anything? Or
Destroyer. Or, no. That's kind of a boring story. I get asked that all the time. It's just Val. It's always been.
That's good.
Do you want us to make one for you?
Oh, the way this is going, I don't think so.
It'll imply a sort of a quiet nobility that is, you know, that comes.
I don't know if we're close enough yet.
Okay.
But yeah, really, this has been a bad introduction, I think.
No.
Oh, is this your first one, Val?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I wouldn't have been that harsh.
See, you were. Sorry. You listened to Joe Lohman's or read it, and then you thought, this is going to be straightforward. We're really going to drill down vis-a-vis motivation and things about goal setting. We can do that right now. Well, you're a goalkeeper, so do you set goals for yourself? Obviously, it can't be like, oh, I want to save 3 shots today, or like, because that seems misguided.
Oh, those were actually the goals I set at the final 4. That might have been the problem.
Right, that's no good in penalty kicks.
Oh god. Yeah, actually, you know, I keep a journal and set kind of daily goals, and then have like my overall goals. But it's just working on things that you can actually control. So small things like moving my feet or, you know, holding the ball when it's in my range. But everything, you know, everything is relative, and kind of comparing to the day before, just keeping track of how I'm doing and progressing.
Well, that's pretty cool. I assume that you don't do any of those things, Tiff.
No.
No goal setting for you?
I don't
know. No journal keeping?
No. When it's just good, it's just always good. It happens, so I don't need to set goals.
Yeah,
I just score them.
how do you get yourself focused and or pumped up for games, Val? Because like a goalkeeper needs a different sort of focus than those flighty forwards who just go off and do whatever. They need to be paying attention and take care of things.
They actually have to be present for the whole game.
Mm-hmm. So how do you do that?
Working on it, actually.
Well, starting in the WPS, we kind of focus a little bit more on video and individual players. And since we play every team, you know, 12 or 13 times per season, you have a chance to know a little bit more about each player and study their tendencies. And so in preparation for the game, I'll look over the roster again and, you know, maybe if they have a projected lineup, just look and visualize what their players are going to be doing and just try to mentally prepare for that and kind of visualize myself doing the right thing.
That would be good advice. I wish people would tell teenagers in our library to do the right thing, but they don't. Maybe we need Val to come and set them straight. You can yell, right? Because you're a goalkeeper.
I can yell.
So just yell at some teenagers sometimes. Just do the right thing.
Oh, all the time. I have 15 and 16-year-old sisters.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. You don't just keep yelling. Never stop.
No, they're definitely not receptive to yelling that way. Not at all.
Oh.
More drastic measures are needed. What do you do with your errant defenders?
Errant defenders?
Yeah.
Give them hell. Ask Nikki Chris if you can interview her next.
That would be great.
Oh, yeah. If you could set us up with her.
Like a blind date?
Well, isn't that what this has been?
Just talk to these people on Skype for a little bit.
Oh. No wonder Philly didn't want to talk to us.
Yeah, the people at the top of your organization kind of blew us off. And it's hard to understand why we bring in surprise guests to ambush them.
I just like to oversee things.
Yeah.
I feel better. Like, I'm sitting up a little straighter now that you're on the podcast with. I am.
Yeah.
I'm more adherent to this paleo diet that I'm on.
I'm taking notes the whole time.
Are you going to put in a good word for us with Our Game magazine?
Yeah, we'll see.
Better earn that.
What was your major at UCLA?
English.
No? English.
My minor in Spanish.
Minor in Spanish?
Yes.
That's rad.
Si se puede. This is the best interview I've ever done.
Oh, man.
I'm really sorry about this, Val.
Wait, Val, were you expecting something really professional?
Tiff, we didn't tell her that we had already talked to you for 3 hours.
While she was in Sweden. On Sweden, well, sorry.
On Sweden.
I had sort of envisioned our first interview with Val going very differently.
I know. I like, because we had this really sweet professional interview with Kelsey Davis, where we asked her really direct questions, and we talked about her major in theology a lot, which I enjoyed. This is very different. I don't speak Spanish. I can tell you that you don't speak Portuguese in Portuguese. But that's the extent of my...
Excuse me? You don't speak Portuguese in Portuguese?
Well, okay, I flew to Brazil, and I had some troubles, and I had to, like, just take a little nap in the airport in Recife, and this guy tried to talk to me, and I've confused the words for you and I around.
Okay. Very like, hard to do.
I was tired.
Did you see the Taco Bell commercials? Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Well, I was really sleepy and I was trying to, anyway, I think I proceeded to tell him that he couldn't speak Portuguese, but I think he got the point that I was sleeping on my backpack. Anyway, you've been to Brazil.
I have.
You took a trip to, Rio de Janeiro, correct, with the U-20s.
Yeah, we definitely went through there. I can't remember. We were in a smaller town, but somewhere outside of Rio.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, I loved it. That was back on the 20s.
That rock star team.
We had a lot of fun on that team, though, because our coach was into, you know, we played all the time. We had a ton of games and a lot of practices. But we also got to get kind of the cultural experience and check out the country when we were there. So I really appreciated doing that.
That's really... I'm sorry, did you have questions for Val, Dr. Boss?
Can you spice it up a little, Val?
Not really feeling spicy. I'm a little upset.
No, you're not. You don't get upset.
Well, the real problem I'm having is that I can't remember... Oh, Tim Schultz.
Oh, we could have helped with that one.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, no, I thought Brazil was awesome, actually. We had the whole bus of girls drive into, like, a jungle-ish area, and then we were allowed to get out and, like, explore for an hour and a half, and I think there was, like, a little shop that most of the girls went into. And obviously I made a beeline for, like, some dark jungle area and took a couple girls. And we ended up coming back way later than we were supposed to come. But luckily we had found the coach, Tim, doing the same thing we were doing. And kept exploring, like, some crazy stuff, swinging on vines. So we kind of went together and we came back. You know, with our heads down, sorry, and everybody's waiting on the bus, but we knew we couldn't be in trouble. My trick for any time I did anything like that was to make sure I had the other goalies with me. So Kelsey dragged along the adventure.
Kelsey seems like good insurance.
Like nothing couldn't be anything wrong. Kelsey was there, right?
Well, you just have to make sure she doesn't get killed because she might be the weakest link sometimes.
So you would...
As long as I get me and Kelsey back alive, one of us has to play.
Okay.
Was my theory. Which backfired the next camp, but that's not... It doesn't matter.
Where was the next camp?
Well, I meant the next coach.
Oh. Wow, I'm surprised that Kelsey didn't tell us that story.
I think we didn't.
No, Kelsey and I had some great time adventuring.
So do you two guys have any? You did the Nordic Cup, so any Norway stories?
There aren't jungles in Norway.
Oh,
you don't know that. You've never been to Norway.
Jungles in Norway.
You could be secret jungles.
No, I didn't really hang out with you that much in Norway. I feel like.
No, you were weird.
Do you guys have cliques? We're like growing as people.
Tiff actually had something called the clique.
Oh.
Elitist members. I was not a member.
Yeah, we were pretty cool. Do you want to know who was in the clique? It's probably going to surprise some people. Carly Lloyd, Denisha Adams, and
Noelle.
Who was
Noelle.
It? Esmeralda.
Oh.
Oh, could you guys clear something up for us?
Sure.
How do you pronounce Noelle's last name?
Kasalika.
Val, it's Kasalika.
I don't know.
Guys.
Is it really Kasalika?
It's Kasalika.
Yes. It's definitely Kasalika.
So okay. Wait, does that mean I've been right the entire time?
It's not that I've
time,
been
I mean
wrong.
Like 4 years ago. That's great. It's really the recurring theme of this podcast is that I am right. And that's good to know. But this was the clique, huh?
Yeah.
Did you guys like terrorize the team, the bus, so to speak? Cause you're not in school, but you just go around like shoving people down. And,
like, only emotionally, she's an emotional shover.
Emotional.
You're like a rock, Val.
You're like sticking people under your armpit.
She'd have to stand on a ladder to get him under her.
She's got a point there.
Yeah. I would never fight Val physically. She'd kick my ass for sure.
You'd just go after her short friends?
She has short friends?
I would assume that Tina DiMartino might have been her friend at one point.
Oh, she's my friend too, though.
Oh, is she on like the clique periphery?
Well,
is she the winger?
She's kind of more the East Coast... You know, Italian, we stick together.
I think Tina would definitely take my side in a fight.
Whose side would Gina take?
Gina's awesome. I would take Gina's side over Tina's.
I would too, in a second. Gina is so much more mature.
Gina would just laugh and talk smack and watch the fighting.
Yeah, she would.
Now I feel really bad for Tina.
But no, I would take Allie Long in everything.
Oh my god.
Well, Val, you get both DiMartinos then. Do you want a third? Do you want Vicky?
The three of them Vicky? Piled up still wouldn't be as tall as Allie, so.
Yep, are we going to have to, like, embroider some special gang jackets for you guys?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Snap a little dance and switchblade fight, like in Beat It. You said are you getting a blog or are you going to start writing?
Last year I wrote for goal.com and I liked that. It was kind of inspiring, whatever, but in English in one of my,
what?
It was inspiring or whatever.
It was inspiring for you.
Okay. Well, I'll give the backstory. In my professors at UCLA said never write for free because, too many people write for free and then nobody can get paid to do that, and how can you have the profession? So, but I decided to test that out because I thought it would be good to promote our team and maybe give me a better idea of if that's something that I want to do. So that's why I'm saying whether or not it was inspiring.
So that's why you don't write for the magazine, huh?
The magazine doesn't inspire me because it's too limiting in my topic choices.
Wait, I have a question for Val. How do you like living on the East Coast? This is last year, that was the first time, right?
It was.
I don't know. I think it's, how do you like living outside of California? It's a definite change anywhere you go. But I think living here made me feel like there are other places to live than California.
You like Philly?
I don't really picture myself settling down in Philly, but I think it has a lot of cool things to offer.
Cool.
It has a lot of outdoorsy stuff and lakes, and I haven't been up to the mountains here yet, but I like it.
According
humidity, though, I did write a blog on sweating.
Ew.
So controversial, Tiff.
I would take that away.
That's just
according
gross.
To this Wii game that my stepfather owns in the mountains, deer just kind of come out and you can just shoot them. And mountain lions too, like they just walk around.
People, if they just get too close to you, you can just shoot them.
In Philadelphia, I see that on the news that you can just shoot people.
Yeah,
they're just if they're bumping into you or.
Well, that's a sure way to win games.
If they have BO, that's a good way to get fans. You know, you can drag their carcass to the game.
Just sit them down in the stands.
This is one question I've been wanting to ask players. Like, what would you want to see from the fans? Like, other than more of them?
I want you to show up.
Is there anything that we can do for you?
I mean, be rowdier at the games, maybe. Be a little more lively. I think we got some pretty good fans, but also there are moments in the games when it does feel dead, I think.
Well, you know why that is.
Not playing at home, but playing away.
Oh. Because in Pennsylvania, I mean, you've got all those people of German descent, and they're just not really a rowdy bunch.
What do you mean? Germany's perfect.
Well, I mean, it is now. But these are the Pennsylvania Dutch. They're,
Hey, I'm Pennsylvania Dutch. Watch it.
You're talking to someone that lives near Reading. I've got the Pennsylvania Dutch, too.
Okay. Let's watch it.
I didn't know you were Pennsylvania Dutch. I'm sorry.
A tad bit.
Hmm.
Enough to get offended.
Not enough to speak the language.
I think the fans need to follow me more on Twitter.
Right, because you're not going to be blogging anymore.
Not unless I get more followers.
On Twitter.
Yeah. That's fair.
I guess.
You need more.
Leslie Osborne just talks about the weather and everyone follows her.
Who?
Leslie. She just talks about the weather and she has almost 2,000 followers.
They're not reading the blog, they're looking for more pictures.
That's rather forward. But probably true.
It's probably true. Yeah, what's your account at?
What?
Twitter?
Val Henderson.
No, what's your 367? That's a lot. That's good.
What's yours at, Tiff?
927.
Why did you just follow that up for her? That's the whole reason she brought it up, so that she could say her number. You walked right into it.
But see, she's fishing for more followers. What she should do is fish for more followers for you.
We have less followers than both of you. So.
True facts.
It's sad.
You know why? I'll tell you why.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Go ahead.
I think that your name needs to have something about soccer in it.
Yeah, so if people search, it could at least bring you guys up.
But we also talk about boxing.
I talk about boxing sometimes.
Well, because the first time I saw it, I thought it was like Nikki Cross.
So that's why you friended him?
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, it's Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross Conference.
But, oh, that's a good idea.
That's good. Yeah. We should keep that up.
Diary this. Okay. Soccer.
Nikki.
Name. Twitter followers.
Brain dead.
That's not a valid point. Come on.
Vertical.
No, that is a valid point. Could you put us in touch with Nikki Cross? Clearly, that's the way to sell this.
Can we hold Nikki Cross hostage for a little bit, too?
Yeah, I know. That's not a really good way to get people to come on. Holding them hostage. I saw that.
I said we weren't really. Come on. Like someone that's 5 feet tall could hold Val hostage. Really?
Well, with their emotions. I guess. Emotionally. Oh.
I tried to get Carmelina to come on, too.
She wouldn't do it?
No, because I told her you were on.
She felt nervous? Her hair was too big to fit in the chat room?
Oh, man. Keep that on. Keep that on.
Oh, it's all going in. It's all good. This is how the sausage gets made. You know? This is how the sausage gets made. There might be a fingernail or two in there.
I think Carm is just avoiding us. I mean, she dodged us all of last fall. And now she's doing this super secret Canadian business. It's just...
good for her.
Unfortunately, Val got lured in. And
jeez. Oh.
Now she's
I just messaged Carm saying... that come on the podcast, they're saying that you're too scared.
That's not... Oh, Miguel, read back to me. I did not say that they were scared. I was scared, no.
She's going to bring all of her Canadians with her. And
Miguel.
It's going to be my court stenographer who records... yeah. He types up all of this.
Is that Miguel, the cross monkey.
He's not a monkey. That is...
the Nikki Cross monkey.
Val, do you have any friends on your Skype right now that would come up?
I think we're being held hostage now, Joan.
No. Yeah, we're going to ask you the questions.
I skipped dinner for this.
Oh, why did you skip dinner? I've got Pop-Tarts right here.
I sure didn't. Why did you think I had to push it back a little bit?
Val, what's your pregame meal?
What was my meal?
What? No, what's your pregame meal? Like, what do you eat before? Like,
I don't
everything.
Have a pregame meal, but I could tell you what I ate tonight.
All right, go. This is going to be impressive.
Pesto pasta with chicken with prosciutto wrapped around it.
You said it right. That's good.
Prosciutto. And I can't remember. Oh, broiled asparagus.
Oh, I added some asparagus. I love that stuff. Yep. Did you broil it yourself?
Yeah, sure did. Well, I think Kirby did that, actually. I was cooking the chicken.
You're with Stanford?
We live together.
There you have it, folks.
She's usually the master chef.
You're the master eater.
Is she aware of what you're up to right now?
Kirby, I don't think anyone's aware of what I'm up to right now. I certainly didn't know this is what it was going to be like.
Neither did we.
Sorry. If you literally want me to just get rid of everything, I will. No, seriously here. This is serious.
Yeah, because she's one of our best writers, too.
I bet. She's one of the best bloggers out there right now.
I only wrote one thing.
Yeah, I know, but you're still one of our best writers, like, quality-wise. You could put that out there. I don't care. I hope Leslie and Alyssa hear that. And Megan.
What's with all the goalkeepers? I didn't want to be just one more keeper writing for our game.
She puts you guys in servitude.
One more goalie in your circle.
They're just friends to train with.
Well, it's a little bit different with our blog. We really raise goalkeepers up on a pedestal. And we have more of them.
No, I think you have more goalkeeper bloggers, not just you guys, but in general. I see so many keepers blogging and doing different things. I don't know why.
Because they're crazy?
They think they have personality or something.
Are they smarter than everyone else?
I can't even say.
You could say yes or no.
I mean, I am. Just kidding.
So, Tiff, is that why you're quitting blogging? You feel like...
I feel
overwhelmed.
I want to let the younger kids come in and show their stuff. I've paved the road, let them drive on it, you know?
With their Miatas.
Yeah.
She's letting them test drive on it, she means, because she's not sure she did it right.
Are you going to train them? Are you going to coach them?
I'm willing to. But...
writers don't coach, they write. And then...
Yes, Val, but when it comes to blogging, a lot of people don't know how to. We don't want to know how the game went because we could watch the game.
But
Penn State journalism versus UCLA.
What'd you say?
It's a Penn State journalism versus UCLA journalism.
UCLA English. It wasn't a German major.
Even what? I knew that.
What, Val?
I said it would be UCLA English, not UCLA journalism, because I majored in English.
Yeah, but what were you trying to say to me before that?
I was saying that you shouldn't pave the way and then stop because people learn by reading good literature or good blogging.
Ah, that's what I was saying.
Damn it.
Keep blogging, Tiff.
So if you're going to set a good example, then people realize what it should be like.
It's just, after 7 years, it's so hard to come up with stuff.
We don't want to hear about these players and how excited they are.
That's the thing, too, is I don't want to have a blog that's just talking about soccer or just talking about the game, and I don't want to... That's the thing, is you want to come up with things that are sincere and new and interesting, that are going to interest me as much as they... If I'm more interested, I'm going to write something that someone else is more likely to be interested in, I would hope.
Yeah, I got you. But a lot of people who blog, really, they blog about, like, this was fun, this was great.
We had crepes.
You mean they blog in terms of Facebook updates?
Yeah, they just take all their statuses and put them together.
It's complicated.
Yeah. Joanna Lohman has a good blog.
She does. Joe's a smarty.
Yeah, she is. She wrote an article for this issue. It's so good.
She was telling me about it. I fixed a sentence with her.
Nice. Isn't it good, though?
I didn't read her whole article, but I heard her talking about it, and I know it's going to be interesting because she thinks on a different level.
She definitely does. We've kind of, like, gotten rid of those other two people that were on here, huh, Val?
I know. This is just an interesting conversation between the two of us.
I know.
This is exactly the conversation I wanted you guys to have.
Well, this is awesome. Don't put us against each other, or we're going to get angry.
That just kind of happened. We weren't prepared. We're not soccer player wranglers. We're just podcasters. No, this is great. This is awesome because, like I know both of you, right? And both of you are, I mean, you guys are some of the better bloggers and writers among the soccer players right now, or, you know, ever. And it's been really interesting to, I guess, watch that over the years. Cause like Tiff says, she's been doing it for 7 years, and that's really how I followed the,
You've been blogging publicly for 7 years, Tiff?
Yeah. Since college.
It's been 7 years since college. I'm sorry. I read some of your stuff that you were writing back in college, but I didn't realize that you were... I know you had a couple articles published. Jill even read them to us in college.
In college and for the Reds, and then when I went overseas, when I played for FC Gold Pride. And
I know when you went overseas. I know more recently, but I was referring back to the 7 years.
Yeah.
The U21s.
U21s, yep.
You blogged for the 21s?
Yep.
Nice. How else would anyone have gotten information about them?
Can I get some vintage Tiff Weimer? Can we get a reading?
Oh, gosh.
Joan specializes.
Prepared.
I might have
What's your favorite piece, Tiff?
That I've ever written?
Yeah.
Mostly some of the stuff that I've written in college. I have a whole folder of all my blogs that I've ever written.
Oh, okay,
but
wow.
Do you think that's because you're getting bored with what you're writing now? Because you would think that your writing like would improve as you're working on it.
I think because I have so many other things going on that I don't focus on it as much as I used to.
Okay. Which is why you don't want to give half-ass ones now.
Right. If I could hire somebody to write them for me, that'd be cool.
Miguel.
Miguel's a court stenographer. He just records things.
Miguel's a figment of your imagination.
No, he's right over there.
Miguel, ¿dónde estás? ¿Qué haces?
So, Val, I have a question. Are you going to just start your own blog spot?
WordPress. Do WordPress.
Yeah.
I'm actually talking to Laura Flynn about that.
Cool.
I'm not sure. I was considering setting up my own website. It's one of those things where I think you could put a lot of money into setting up a website. I don't know that it's worth it to... pay a ton, and I'm not sure exactly what my goals are, so I think part of that is going to influence what I
actually... It's not a lot of money.
Well, I was thinking more like a professional site or to have something, because I want... If I'm going to have a blog and have people wanting to come read it, I want to have something greater that I'm accomplishing through that. Because I think I wrote a lot last year, and I worked hard on my pieces, and I want something to come from it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
When are you moving to the land of Sky High Rent?
Next month in April.
Are you going to make it to the opener?
I don't want this to be about me. This is about Val.
Well, I'm bringing it back there because Philly plays Jersey in Jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
So what does that have to do with me?
Are you going?
Probably not.
You're not going to come see me?
Are you going to be playing in Boston soon? Jersey's too far.
Someone tell Allie Long.
Oh, Allie and Carrie. Yes, I'm going to go.
Oh, ouch.
See, we are planning on being there.
So. Oh, you're going to the game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous.
And we will be more professional.
I will be
wearing a power suit, is what I'm trying to say.
Power suit, power tie.
Heels.
I'll be wearing my power hoodie.
I hope you're not wearing heels on the field.
No.
There's already enough heels on the field.
You're not playing?
That was good. No, clearly not. I guess it is, the parking lot there is a little dusty.
You're going to take the shoes off when you streak across the field is what you're saying.
Yes.
I have a serious question.
I'm recording.
Oh, wow. Let's monumental.
Val. I'm listening to it.
Yes, Ted.
If I come, Val, can you give me a ticket?
Well, let's see. I get four. I have a total of four open. Sure, you can get a ticket.
Oh, your sisters aren't coming? Again.
And two of them are going to us.
My family pretty much stays in California.
Oh.
Now that there's no Bay Area team, I don't think they're going to see me play this year. That's not including my mom. She'll travel. She'll come out here.
I don't think your dad gets to rag on you if he's not going to come see your games.
No, it's not for lack of love. We have, back to the animal question, like 3 hours ago. They have horses, and they've got a lot going on at the house. They don't venture too far. They have a lot to take care of.
Wow.
Horses?
And the horses, yeah, they're not really my thing. The horses happened after I went to school. but they're there, and every once in a while I'll go harass the mini horse.
The mini horse!
So the mini horse is the one who ultimately takes all the punishment.
That's the one that's almost big enough for Tiff to ride.
Yay!
So it's like a Shetland pony.
What was it? Chama was over at my house one time, and we said that we could let the mini horse out if we put her back in the stall after we were done playing with her. And so we're chasing after her, but she's definitely hard to catch. So we ended up tricking Chama into running off the property into the dark, and then we left her. She's scared of the dark.
Who's this?
Yo, Chama should be on this podcast.
I'm sorry, this was my other friend, Laura.
Oh, I thought you meant Tiff, and in that case, that's just cool.
I wish
cool.
Tiff was there in spirit. Anything evil that we're doing to Chama, she's there in spirit.
Don't you think Chama would enjoy this?
Being on this?
Yes.
A Bronco, yes.
I would enjoy it more.
I feel like we've created a monster show.
It hurts so good. No, it's good that, you know what? If we can take it.
No, but close friends can always enhance your enjoyment. It wasn't anything about you.
No. It would be, Chama. We like Chama.
Chama.
What about Casey Moore? Anybody? She's on Texas. My Skype.
She was with the 2006 team in qualifiers. That's what I know about her. In Texas.
How'd you know that? You have it written down or you memorize it?
It was the 2006 team.
That's her favorite one.
That is. Those were my favorite U20s. Although 2012s are really looking like they're going to...
Wait, was that in Russia?
Yes.
When they blew it?
They didn't blow it. Last year's team blew it.
High five, too.
They blew it, too.
Yeah, but Val, you had the team of a lifetime.
Oh, my God. That was the best roster ever.
Okay, so when are we having my interview?
When are we having Val's interview?
You, Val.
Where are we going to have
I don't want to take the attention away from you. But anyway,
and I think we were going to have an icebreaker for this.
No, this is going to be the icebreaker.
I'm feeling terse.
I tried.
Val, I asked you more questions than Nate did, I think.
I know. You and I should have just interviewed each other.
No.
On the Tiff and Val show.
Which is going to be awesome.
Okay.
But hey, good luck, Nikki Cross Conference.
Ruth, this was all you're doing.
Oh, okay.
Do you have anything to dig us out from this hole? Or are they digging? You just get yourself deeper. Climbing.
I don't know. I'll just might not even go to the Philly games now. This is so embarrassing.
No, fun. You have to.
This cannot result in us losing one of our
one of 10 fans.
I'll just have to watch the webcasts from home. Oh wait.
Okay, Val, preseason, what should we look for? What are you getting excited about?
The Penn State game?
Don't interrupt.
What if she gets megged again?
Hey,
who on Penn State's team right now could meg her?
You're right. Unless I was the volunteer coach.
Well, I think UNC, we play UNC. That's our last preseason game before we start. And I'm definitely a UNC hater. We actually beat them for the first time in my career last year. Had to bring a big bad pro team to beat the college kids. So that'll be a highlight, I think. We got a big turnout for that game last year.
Will you allow us to apologize in person when we come to Rutgers?
I'd love to see what you guys look like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wait, that's not an answer. Would you?
This sounds dangerous, apologize? Joan. Stop tempting the lions.
I'm sorry. What?
The lions and tigers and bears, stop tempting them. If we show up and we end up dead and I don't make it home, then...
That wouldn't kill us.
Who's going to take care of my car?
Not a killer.
She's nice. She's not a killer. See, did you just hear that?
She's gonna sick her DeMartinos on us.
Vicky's the one you gotta watch for, Vic.
Oh, okay. She's taller, right? She's the taller.
Yeah, she's the big, tall one.
Hey, guys. Mm-hmm. I think we have to go.
Yeah.
I was expecting this an hour ago.
Well, because the MLS game is going to start soon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Valerie has to wax her car.
That I don't something. Have.
Yeah.
The Miata.
My sincere apologies. Thank you for being on. Thank you, seriously, for coming on. Oh, God.
Joan, I'm scared. I don't want to go to Jersey.
No, you gotta come to Jersey, but more importantly, you gotta come to our home opener, because we're starting out at Widener. And I think we're gonna be closer to PPL this year, closer to where the men play, so I'm hoping to get a big turnout from that. So see you at Widener April 16th.
Thank you very much for being on, and you guys were really super generous with your time. And once again, Val, I'm sorry. Now, I think in all faiths, I have apologized.
I think you still have the opportunity to redeem through editing, so we'll see what you come up with.
Okay. And right, baking, thanks. We could bake.
I can't. I'm on paleo.
All right, thank you, Val. All
right, sure.
Bye. And thanks, Tiff.
I was like, don't I get a goodbye?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you, Tiff Weimer. I don't know. Do we need to apologize to Tiff?
No, it was probably my fault that it was so bad.
That's it for this episode. Thank you to Val and Tiff. For more information about this podcast, please visit crossconference.com. Sorrow's a girl inside my cage.